All right, Lucy, you packing to go to a tattoo convention? I can see you packing your car up with tattoo inks, aftercare, studio, and art supplies there.
Well, thanks for noticing my massive package, Mick. I am actually, and I've been stocking up thanks to our new sponsors, WBJ Tattoo, who you can find at wholesalebodyjewelry.com. They stock some of the biggest brands, including Bishop, Cheyenne, Allegory Ink, Hustle Butter, plus their own house brand, Moff Tattoo Supplies. They also have a huge range of piercing and body jewelry supplies, so if your studio does both, you can get everything you need under one roof.
Wow, that's great. But you are going to have to take most of it out if you want to fit this 6 foot inflatable rubber penis you said you needed me to bring you before you left. Hello, it's How Much for a Sleeve, episode 82.
82.
Yep.
That's nuts, isn't
Yeah, he's a bit mad. Big numbers now, isn't it?
it? Big things.
Big tings on the numbers front, hun.
It's almost your age.
Yeah,
It's double your age that you turned this week.
it's exactly half my age. No, ex I'm exactly half the numbers.
You are 164.
Right, show off.
That's easy maths.
Yeah, I had a terrible birthday. I had the suffering
No.
suffering from the quick shits. Ate some muck in the Lake District on the weekend, and then yeah,
Oh
was up all night going through a sponge. It
no. Oh dear. What
was
did you
just,
eat?
don't know, something. It was definitely,
Oh.
when when people say they have a bad belly and they go, I must have been the thing I had, just blame the bag of Doritos they just had because of.
Yeah.
No, it's the stuff. That meal pushes out another meal, the bad meal. Do you know what I mean? It's not the thing you just had. So yeah, I
Yeah.
reckon I must have had something tricky. But yeah, so that was Monday night. My birthday was Tuesday. Spent all Tuesday in bed, feeling sad.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
Where
So.
did you, what did you do in the Lake District? It's very nice. I want to go to Lake District.
Yeah, we walk around the lakes because of my damaged legs. I can't really
Oh.
climb up stuff. It's all
Climb
fucking.
up the lake.
It's all boggy. It's not just the lakes, is it? It's the interlocking spurs and Munros and hillocks and things.
A Munro.
Is that a Scottish thing of Munro, isn't it? It's not,
Yeah.
is that not an English thing? Is it just a hill?
I've never heard anyone in England say Munro, I don't
What
think.
makes a Munro?
A set a gradient and some grass, probably heather, a couple of sheep, and a Scotland postcode.
Saw loads of sheep.
Did
Loads,
you?
yeah, loads
Oh.
of lambs as well, but they make me fucking sad. Lambs do.
Oh no, lambs are meant to bring joy, and
I
I mean,
know,
you don't eat them, so it's okay.
but I know the innocence of them fucking bouncing around like
Oh God, they're the
having a lovely
best.
time, and then someone's just gonna smash it up and put it in a kebab, and it makes me feel a
Oh,
bit wank. But yeah,
I know. I tried
sheep
to
are
get the
fit as well.
joy.
Sheep are fit, the front end of a sheep. They're like they've got well long eyelashes. Go and look at a sheep. They've just got shit hanging off their ass, aren't they? In big, massive clumps. So nobody's got time for that. Not even me. And
Know.
I quite often have shit hanging off my ass in big, massive clumps. But
Someone's going to come and put you in a kebab.
I don't have the. I don't have the. I would definitely be mutton. I would not be in a kebab. They put me in a mutton madras in the late 70s.
To see some sheep this weekend. We're going to Scotland,
Ooh.
just for some pastries, like a right last minute trip.
Nice.
Because I was like, I want to go. We'd been on a travel ban before the wedding, so I was like, fuck it, we're going. And I just want to do some walking and eat some pastries and chips and stuff.
Nice. Getting them
Yeah.
macaroni pies and that.
Oh yeah. A fudge donut. We're going to St Andrews for a fudge donut. And you wouldn't be able to eat it, hun, because it's got lamb in it and stuff. But oh, it's so good. I've probably spoken about them before because I've literally been so excited this week. I've been telling every customer about this fudge donut. The ratio of custard to donut and then a thick fudge layer on top. Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's
Sounds
lovely.
fucking proper naughty.
It's lovely.
Is it
But I'm going to have
naughty?
to walk like 5 miles to justify the
Yeah, fuck the calories. Count your lols rather than calories, and then you'll never have a sad day ever.
Lol.
I'm a thinkfluencer now on Instagram.
Oh, what's
Yeah,
that?
I just say things like that. that don't make
Oh.
any, that don't make any sense. But loads of robots go, OMG, you're great. Have you seen them though? Have you seen them? You know, these like they're like just fake travel blogs, just like AI stuff.
No.
No, they're mad, horrible. AI's been mad on Spotify as well. Have you seen there's like all these? I don't know how you can money launder through Spotify, but there's loads of it's exactly the same noise, and it's just like one track albums all from this year, and they've all got like 10,000 views, and there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, all set up by the same account, I imagine. And I don't know
No,
how.
that's nuts.
I don't know how it works. I don't know how you launder money through Spotify, but it must be
Yeah.
because it's just like a pitch shifting noise, like a like that.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's like 30
Do
seconds long.
you remember that band, Pitch Shifter? Fucking love that
I
band.
do. Also aware that the noise I made then was a little bit like the what was the one with Mr. Chips?
Oh my God, I can hear it, but I don't think I can make it.
Is it flogging a dead horse? Right, that lad. What was it called?
Oh, Roy Walker.
Roy. Catchphrase.
Catchphrase.
And there was that one that everyone laughed at because he was like snake charming, and it looked like he was wanking on himself.
Mr. Chips.
Dirty boy Chippy in your bed.
I went to see I went to watch the London Marathon on Sunday because I had a couple of friends run it, and I absolutely loved it. To anyone that has a free day when a marathon's on, just go and watch and
Is
cheer
it?
people on because it's so fucking heartwarming and wholesome.
Was it just like positive vibes everywhere?
Yeah, such positive vibes. And like the absolute like physical and like mental strength of some people is insane. And there were a couple of people carrying fridges on their backs, including a woman. There were a couple of like armed forces personnel carrying like the weight of another man on their backs. There was one man who was carrying his fucking massive sandbag around his neck. So we waited for our friend at mile 15, and then mile 18 and 20 were fairly close because it kind of looped around. So we saw them, and we saw everyone at like three different points. And bar 20, the number of people running past crying.
I was just
Oh,
going
it was
to
nuts.
say that because if I have to go up and down the stairs twice and then see a cat food advert, I can be a bit weepy. So imagine if you're running the marathon for your dead dad or something like that,
Oh
or
no.
your kid who's died of cancer, and you're like,
Yeah.
just this, what an amazing thing to do. There, I've
Yeah.
got a thing about people doing things for charity because a lot of it is quite performative, I think. Like, I'm doing this walk a mile for
Make a
whatever,
Wish Foundation.
something like that, and it's fine. But if 10 people in the same office do it, I'm not giving you all a fiver. I'll give one of you a fiver, and that's it. And you can
Yeah.
share that fiver, 50p.
Yeah.
I haven't got that much money, but do something that I will never do, like run a marathon. Absolutely, you could. If there's 10 of you doing it, you can all have a fiver. Is that
Yeah.
mean? That's not mean, is it?
No, not at all.
You think
Because
so?
it's weird. Like if you get a charity place to run something like the London Marathon, it costs so much money and you have to raise that like 2.5 grand. So I think people are quite hard on the fundraising because if you get a to get a charity place, you're pretty much guaranteed it. But if you enter the ballot, there's such a small chance that you're going to be able to do it. So I think a lot of people would do the charity place, get a charity place just so that they can run and perhaps aren't choosing a charity because it's got like an emotional attachment to it. Not saying that that's a bad thing because obviously fundraising is great and I'm all for it. I encourage fundraising
Yes,
and supporting local
we're not
charities.
anti-fundraising,
We're
are
no
we?
not we love a fundraise. But when say like you know loads of people running it and they're not, yeah. We can choose to give money to charity, can't we? It's like the
Yes.
same argument when you're walking past people who are homeless and asking for money. Like, we both donate regularly to our chosen charities, and it gets to the point where you can't donate to everybody. How can you choose that that person sitting on that street is more important than the charity that
Or
the homelessness charity that you support monthly?
the next person up the road.
Yeah.
No. There was a thing. Now I might be talking shit here because I haven't got any further evidence, but I remember there being a an experiment where this fella sat on the street when he had four different pots, one with like hostel, food, booze, and drugs. And the booze and drug, he took money out when they filled up. To like once there was a tenner in it, he took that tenner out, and the booze and drugs ones filled up quicker than the other two. So, you know, and I imagine lots of people walk past that who would might have given him a quid and have gone, "Oh, I'm not giving you a quid now. If you've been spending it, you're going to spend it on booze and drugs. But fuck you, I'm not gonna." But other people saw it and went, "You know, fair enough. Here's a quid." Who might not have ordinarily have done it because there was a an open and honestness about it. Because I think we, I've. There's three things that I think from my charity work that I do with the homeless. There's three things that homeless people don't get to do regularly, which is share, have a choice, and be a cunt. So you can't share because you haven't got enough. So when they have the opportunity to share, like when we're handing out stuff, especially over Christmas, just be given. We give them a present and then give them a present to give to someone else. And they usually give it to the person who's closest to them, who they know who's also homeless, because they don't get to give someone if they're just giving each other the same stuff. But the act of giving that and the act of sharing is really smart to see. That's what like, that's really cool. And they're having a choice. So when people say like, no, I don't give them money because I'll go in and buy them food, which is cool. But if they're sat outside the co-op and it's 3 o'clock, they've probably already had six sandwiches bought for them. Which is, and
These.
it's nice that you're doing it. But if you say, "I'm going in there, what do you need?" More likely they'll say, "Can I have a tube of toothpaste?" Or can I, you get mad stuff. I get it all like, can I have donuts and a block of cheese? So you go, "Yep, yeah, cool, of course you can. I don't know what you're going to do with those, but yeah." Or they just say, "Can I have some bog roll? Or can I have some shower gel?" You never think to go, "Here's some shower gel." So, you know, doing that. And I think the most important one as a human, especially in the United Kingdom, is you can't be a cunt. You can't. So when I'm being, or the shout out the homeless street angels in Leeds who I volunteer for, when we go out and do stuff, and they can, the homeless people can have a go at us because we know, they know we'll listen and react to it. Whereas how can you be an arsehole if no one's listening? And if you're being ignored, and it is a human right, it's particularly an English thing, I think, to just be an arse, just be grumpy and moan about stuff. And how can you moan at people who just ignore you? You're
Oh,
just talking to yourself. And I think
that's
that's
so sad.
yeah. So be it, the they don't mean it, and they always say sorry, but they get just to get that out. Like someone will come up to you and say, "Oh, have you got any trainers size 9.5?" You go, "We've got tens," and they'll go, "Fuck's sake, get it. See you next week then." You're like, come on, mate. What else do you need? We've got hot food. We've got joggers, hoodies. What do you need?" And they always come round, but they're just that little bit of just complaining, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it isn't even being a cunt. Maybe being an arsehole on that is
Let him moan.
too aggressive. Yeah. So we giving them the opportunity to moan, I think resets them a little bit.
That must be such a humbling role, as in terms of volunteer jobs.
Yeah, I think we're lucky because when we stomp around, there's people who are trained, like that. Everyone's encouraged to. They call it outreach. So you're encouraged to talk to them if they talk to you, but you're also, you know, you do get told off if you engage in conversations that you shouldn't, you know, like if someone's got, I don't know, very obvious addiction problems and they're asking you for stuff or asking your advice on things on housing and stuff. And if you don't know the answers, don't say, "Oh, well, have you thought about doing this?" Like, you know, refer them to someone else who's there, who's trained as quick as you can. But yeah. It is rewarding, but it also makes me fucking feel like shit as well
Oh, I
that
bet.
it exists.
I just got
Pardon me.
distracted by some unexplained noises, but it turned out I think it was more I going, "What?" And
How's
Elvis going,
the
"Fuck
how's the house with the cats? All good? Are they in love?"
you." I mean, they're tolerating, which I think is the best we can hope for. I think that's why Burt Reynolds has learned to jump onto the highest beams, and Elvis has got a new place to sleep, which is the laundry basket.
Oh, dirty or clean, both, either.
Either, doesn't care. We've got two, so I've been using the other one and just keeping some towels in the bottom of the one he's sleeping in. He just chooses somewhere new to sleep each week, sleeps there for a week
Oh,
and then moves.
didn't he have a like a really manky blanket that
Yeah.
he
Yeah, he got bored of it, moved on to the next thing, and now it's the laundry basket. So the manky blanket's in the laundry basket.
Nice.
Bless him. He's all right. He seems quite happy this week, actually.
Good lad.
Yeah. I was going to say something about tattooing. Oh!
Den, 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 den. Hey!
Yeah, the most exciting thing happened ever. I got a parcel covered in dicks with
Yeah.
my name spelt
Lovely.
in spunk.
Very
The
good. I particularly
look.
enjoyed the veins. You know,
Oh.
there's I think like we're both very classical Dick Smiths, aren't we?
Yeah. No, we don't fuck about.
It's just sort of a back to front three for the testes,
Yeah.
shaft with glands incorporated, maybe
Yeah.
a couple of pubes and some jizz emanating from the crown.
Yeah.
There's not. I do enjoy it when someone goes, right, I'm gonna put a bit of thought into this.
Yeah.
Little
Yeah.
shading on it as well. It's lovely. Just a
Some
wonderful thing.
curly pubes
Yeah.
as
Curly
well.
pubes. Yeah. All of the pubes
Curly, the
on mine are
detail.
just dead straight.
Straight,
I think that comes
straight lines.
from doing it as a youth where you've got a time limit. You know, you're doing it in someone's book while they're not looking. You're spray painting it on a fence.
You
I think
say
that's
as a
where it come
youth, but
from.
I think that's normally the same as now. I'm normally
I
doing
know,
it in
but
a
I
rush
think, yeah,
on somebody.
but that's what I mean, is because we started doing it like that. It's just stayed with
Yeah.
us. It's not like, oh yeah, I can draw a dick, and then you get into, well, I've got
Yeah.
time. I can spread the paper out.
They
There
had
you go.
time.
Get a couple of biros.
Yeah. Dale clearly spent a lot of time on that cur those curly
Good.
pubes.
Anyway, the most important thing wasn't the envelope. What was inside?
It was the new Rotaryworks slimline pen that they posted on the internet recently. And then Dale slid into my DMs and said, "Do you want one to review it?" And I was like, "Oh my God." Yeah, lush. Literally made me so happy, made me weep again. And it came yesterday and I've tried it out and been using it all day and it's lush. My poor like carpal tunnel hands love it because it is light as anything. It's like using a Sharpie. And it's lovely. I really rate the Rotaryworks pen anyway. I love a pen now. And the Rotaryworks pen is lush. But if we were to compare the two, the slimline is considerably slimmer and lighter. It's the slimline seems much easier to change the needle depth. The other one can be a little bit harder, like especially if you're already wrapped up, if you're already bagged up, hun.
Oi, oi.
Oh, Elvis is coming. Hello. Oh. Elvis just took a jump onto the table, but I've just polished and he skidded.
Never not funny.
Never not funny. Yeah, works really well. Today I did I outlined some like fairy wings in a girl's back with a big, well, like a 9 round shader, a 3 round liner, and then I did stippled shading and it was all lovely. And then in the afternoon I did a dot work mandala on a throat and that went in a treat as well.
Ooh.
So I've done all the different things. I did some mag shading, which I don't normally do. And it was lush, just super smooth, super light. The weight difference is massive and it just was so agile. So definitely recommend it. I would buy one for Granny Babes if I well, I probably will buy. Oh, I can't say that now. Oh, it's his birthday next week. Maybe I'll get him one. We'll have to. Sorry, just having some sort
Surprise!
of aneurysm there through the mouth. Yeah, it's lush. Thank you, Rotary Works. I still feel so blessed. Thank you. Thank you. And the dicks are nice too.
Is the vein detailing carried on onto the device, or is it just on the out packaging?
It's just on the packaging, and I have suggested it.
Could add a little bit of
I said a
grippage.
collab. Yeah. And the pen was actually the same size as the willy, one of the willies drawn on. And I was like, Willy size. But then I did a little post about like unboxing it, because apparently that's what influencers do, and I had to make some content. And I was gonna say Willy size, but then I thought, well, actually maybe I shan't. See, it was nice. It was
Nice.
nice. What else was on our list of things to discuss?
Have you done any other nice tattoo things?
No.
How's the hashtag market? I still see a lot of sadness, a lot of worrying, a lot of things are shit. And I also see a lot of people going, I'm fine though.
Yeah, a lot of that. I'm actually so busy. It's all right. Like this week for me, luckily, last like couple of weeks has been really busy, but then next week looks really shit. So it's just, I mean, each day kind of pulls itself together, but it's considerably shitter. I saw a post, it popped up on Threads the other day, and it was an artist in the States who had a fairly small following, but they posted and said, if you guys are posting that you've got business, that you've got space all the time, then people are obviously not going to choose you, because it makes it look like you're shit at what you do. Whereas if you've got a longer wait, they're more likely to go to you. And I was like, that's quite a bold statement, because I have been now in both of those scenarios. I've been busy to the point where I've had to close my books. And I think maybe it does attract more business, because people think, it's more of like a designer thing. It's harder to have. There's more, I guess, more like demand for it. And now, like so many others, I'm at the point where my books are open. I could tattoo tomorrow. Well, no, I can't. I couldn't. I probably. Well, I probably could. I'd stay late. I have much more space, and there's no way really, other than a few weeks, a couple of weeks. And I post about cancellations when they happen, because, well, then I feel them. So I do understand why someone would say that, but I also thought it was like, oh, fuck off.
Is that not all just going back to the whole online flex that isn't what
Yeah.
you are? Like if you say, oh, I'm really busy, and then someone goes, oh my God, you're so busy, can you squeeze me in? And you go, yeah, all right then, because you've got nothing on. Is that what you're hoping
Yeah.
for?
What? That I guess that's what they're hoping
That's what I
for.
mean. Sorry, not
Yeah.
you. I was a
Yeah.
real you.
Yeah, I guess. But it was just such a weird statement. I was like,
Yeah.
some like first year tattooer just telling the world how it should be. It was weird. And I know like people like Kez are encouraging more of a an email system, like a sales list, rather than posting on Instagram all the time about space. But maybe I should do one of her courses and find out how to do that.
Yeah.
It's like an email list. Maybe you should just help me do a MailChimp sort of thing. A mailing list, that's the word. I don't know. I don't know what the answer to is. So I'd be really interested to hear other people's thoughts on it. Do you think that posting all the time makes you look desperate and therefore like shit? Or do you
Also,
think just post, if you've got a gap, post about it? Because otherwise people won't know.
surely though. People want to get tattooed by you because they've seen it and followed it, and it's not just off
You'd
the,
think
oh,
they
I'll do
like
it for
your
now.
work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think.
And if you can't afford a tattoo but you want to support someone, go and buy a print in that. Everyone's
I
doing the prints.
know.
Get on them tings.
Yeah, that's it. Don't you feel like there was so much, I don't know if we spoke about this in the last episode, but after lockdown, during lockdown, everyone was supporting small businesses. It really pushed people to shop local instead of like fast fashion and things. And it's definitely died off a bit now. And I guess it's because people haven't got the disposable income to do that.
Yeah, that's because everyone's counting pennies, and we've definitely said it before, but tattoos are a luxury, and
Yeah.
it's one of the first things to go off the list because of how expensive they are
Yeah.
and whatnot.
Sorry, ADHD brain here, but I saw Harder Skeezer running the London Marathon. Have you heard about him?
The geezer who ran Africa.
Africa, literally
Yeah.
ran Africa. And then
Mental.
he finished running Africa. I think he did 350 marathons to run the coast of Africa. I think it was 300, around 350. And then literally 2 weeks later, ran the London Marathon to stretch his legs.
Yeah, but I suppose if you've run literally that 26
Yeah.
miles is fuck all. He also went for a jog with Rishi Sunak the other
I
day,
saw that.
which
Yeah.
I thought was quite,
Exactly.
obviously fuck the Tories, but
Yeah.
also if someone has different political leanings to you who does something cool, maybe just don't immediately call them a cunt straight away, a Tory cunt and all that. But I did find it strange given what he's doing and what he's, like.
Yeah.
It seems in slight juxtaposition for from what I
Yeah.
consumed of his journey and everything.
But then I did see his Instagram post, and he was like, "That'd be something to tell the grandkids." And I guess if the Prime
Yeah.
Minister offers you like
Yeah.
the opportunity to go for a quick jog in the park, you're gonna
Yeah.
probably say
And
yeah, aren't you?
you could
But
just
then you
run
could quickly like just be running and be like, "You're a cunt."
it. Yeah. When are you going to get your wife to pay some of that inheritance, that all that tax
Yeah,
back?
yeah,
Just and
literally.
make him have
Oh.
to answer really loudly because he's getting out of puff.
Yes.
Well, it's
I
not
saw.
in my position because it is her, technically her company.
I saw Ramesh run a couple of times as well. That I bought
Ramesh
a big
Ranganathan.
horn. Yeah, bought a big horn off a street vendor. And so, when we were at mile 20, we decided that chanting, we were just choosing random people in the distance to chant the names. And then we did it to Ramesh and had a big horn, and it was good. We got a little wave. Whereas the first time when we saw him at mile 15, he was absolutely plagued by people, other runners trying to get selfies with him.
I'd fucking hate that.
Yeah.
I don't know what you
Yeah.
don't be really great and famous and funny then.
That's it. Oh, I saw Jay from EastEnders as well. Jay and Honey
Ooh.
ran the marathon in character.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Could you imagine Arthur Fowler doing that?
He did it as well.
Yeah, I don't think he did. Do you remember when he lost all the money that they'd raised at Christmas, and had I genuinely think like acting on soap operas is largely awful when it has to show any real emotion. It's just bad.
Yeah.
But that cry that he did then, I've got nothing left. Fucking brilliant. That is moving. Watch that.
Oh, you've just unleashed a memory.
Yeah, and he did the
Unleashed.
Pauline Fowler. That was his wife. See,
Oh, makes
just.
me want to watch EastEnders.
I used to like it when, when it because they there was an episode where they, the what's the pub called? The Queen Vic had a Sunday pub football team, like a Sunday morning football team, and no one had ever spoken about it before. But one of the episodes was them and Nigel. Do you remember Nigel with the curly hair?
Yeah.
He was the manager, and obviously Phil and Grant were the aggressive, reducing centre halves. And there's like they because they can't swear, they're like. You're wrong. I'll take you to the blinking cleaners. Stuff like that. It's really, really funny. Whereas, that would actually just be, 5 minutes of swearing without pausing or repeating yourself. It was a.
My friend called me and her and I, she and I, oh, whatever. She called us, referred to us as the Phil and Grant of netball because we are the defense team.
You
I
just
was like, oh, yeah.
shave your head before you go on.
Yeah,
No,
yeah.
just put a bald wig on. Is bald wig? Is it a bald is it a wig if
A
it's
head,
bald?
Johnny.
It's just a swim cap, but does that count as a bald wig? I've said bald wig now because it maybe
Oh, no.
that's something
Leg
for us to
sleeve.
reason. It's exactly that, isn't it? I had to bite my tongue in the Lake District, spoke to a lovely member of the hospitality staff who was talking to me about their leg sleeves. They look nice as well, but I they do. They look nice against my phone. The fucking trouser. Oh, I tell you what, we haven't spoke about me dying on my ass at a comedy gig in front of some students.
Oh God, it
So
makes me uncomfortable because I've been there.
I've had a few gigs that have been all right and just all right, but this one was like proper. Tumbly a wee day,
Oh,
everything I said.
students are hard. You're a
Yeah. But
hard body else.
I've done students like during Freshers Week as well, like in October when everyone's, they don't even know who they're sat next to. They're out together, but they're not even mates. They've known each other for a week, and that was all right. But this one, oh yeah,
Oh,
man.
it's
But
horrible, isn't
I
it? Did
found
anyone
that,
else die?
yeah, other people my age died. There's a lad called Jamie Stevens. Check him out. Don't know what his Instagram is, but he's brilliant. But we're very similar. It's 40-year-old geezers talking about stuff that winds us up and our ailments. So we've been on the same bill a couple of times, and it's you know when you, because we're all like haven't been doing it that long, but like if you've got five people on the bill, all doing 10 minutes, and there's a bit of a you have a break and have a piss and that. But when there's 10, the audience has to work really hard to, because you're going from someone who's, it might be a trans person talking about their issues and their experiences, and then there's some old geezer doing one-liners, and then there's me telling quick little stories, and then there's you as an audience member, you're knackered because you've got to go, oh all right, I know what they're doing, all right, now I've got to change at that and get exhausted. So they're like, they don't want me and Jamie on at the same time, on the same gig, because we're essentially the same act, but it's means that they don't have to, the audience doesn't have to change. So when we are on together, we're always on that, and whoever goes on first always does well, and the second one doesn't do as well. So yeah, right, Nick, come on, fucking hell, all right, you shit yourself next. It's not all about poo.
just I feel for you because it's horrible.
Yeah, but I found it weirdly nice that it's that I was a prop the first proper one where I've like not like was just, you know what I mean, like when no one was enjoying it, it wasn't like anyone was like, oh no, like that. It was just, oh, I understand what he said, and yes, it's funny, but I'm not laughing at that. There'd be a couple of friendly titters from the other comedians who've seen me do it like before, so they're not, yeah, it's weird.
I bombed at the Comedy Store at King Gong in front of 400 people. It was terrible. Oh, it made me want to
No.
cry. I honestly, I wept. But
I
it's also a gong show, so it's brutal anyway.
yeah,
But
fuck on shows.
it was just a lot of people on that stage as well. Oh well, I've still stood in the same stage as like
Too right,
fucking
absolutely. No,
most amazing people, but
no one can take that away. But
it was a horrible feeling.
gong shows are for the audience, not for the acts.
Yeah, totally.
That's what I was thinking. I don't think I'll ever do one. So I'm too scared.
I'm never doing it again.
Gong shows or comedy?
Gong shows. I've got some gigs booked.
Hey!
I've got a I know. I do really. I really miss it. And hearing you talk about it makes me sad because I think, oh, I want to be doing it.
That's why I started doing it, because you started doing it and it made me feel
I
better.
know. Now we're in a circle. We've got. I'm doing a charity one actually. That's booked for raising money for breast cancer, I think. And it's all female lineup, which I'm all about.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'll start posting. I'm
Do
excited.
it. Good.
Just had like it's really hard to do when you've got poor mental health though. So that's why I kind of stopped really.
Yep.
But I feel a bit better now because I've been walking like marathons every day. I'm not really, but I've been doing lots of exercise and feel better. So I feel like I might be funny again sometimes,
Yeah. Well,
occasionally.
I think it's, I think people who can do it 3 times a week and not hate themselves afterwards are either fucking idiots or very, very resilient. But I have these massive swings from, oh my God, that was great, to fuck, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah,
It's, yeah,
but a good
it's
one
not
is
good.
so good.
It is. It really is. It does
It's such a
genuinely
buzz.
wonders for the bonds. And I've been lucky enough to have, hold on 1 second. Just recording a podcast, hon. You're right. All right. Is that right? Because I was still talking.
Thought you were talking to me.
Where's she from?
Leeds. I can't do the Geordie accent.
Are you kind pet man, woman man, me out? There you go.
Bike a groove and a deck.
There you go. Perfect.
That's all I can say. That's it. I'm terrible.
Well, I can't remember what I was saying. It's probably boring for everyone else anyway. But yeah, I've done 11 gigs in April.
That's nice.
Yeah. And yeah, I feel like that's quite nice to I'm changing it up as well.
How much for a string?
You may have noticed at the top of the show, we mentioned our new sponsor, Lucy. Tell us a bit about them.
Yes. So we have a new sponsor and it's awesome news. If you went to Brighton Tattoo Convention, you may have noticed then that they were sponsored by WBJ Tattoo, who is wholesalebodyjewelry.com. And they have their own in-house brand, Moth, who supplied the tattoo artists at Brighton with goodie bags this year, which included some cartridges, grip tape. And I genuinely rate them. I thought they were awesome. I'm going to continue to use the cartridges.
And we can give you, our listeners, an exclusive 10% discount every time you use the store. So when you check out, use the code HOWMUCH10 for 10% off.
How much for a string?
What else you been doing? I went to the cinema the other day and watched yesterday, actually. It's part of my birthday present. Went to watch Godzilla X Kong and the
Oh,
Empire, and it
sounds
was
terrible.
fucking brilliant.
Was it?
Genuinely shit, but brilliant. Like story shit. In stories like that, films like that, where they have to explain everything to you, because you might not have seen the previous film, and you might also not be asked because you're watching Godzilla versus Kong. But there's so many brilliant set pieces in there. I genuinely think it will be a like 80 plus Rotten Tomatoes film because it's that good.
Really?
Yeah, and
I haven't been to.
so much of it is just, it's the first time I've been to the cinema since I lived in London. London ruined the cinema for me.
Really?
Yeah,
What's wrong with London in a cinema in London?
you're just allowed to talk. Like,
Oh
no, yeah, allowed to
no.
talk. I was genuinely in the cinema watching a Transformers film. So it's lowest common denominator I get. It's not like it's an art house cinema or a picture house in Hackney or whatever. But there was a geezer, and I could just, so we started watching the film about 7:30, and then 8 o'clock, I just heard this. And Rashford kicks off, and the ball goes back to Fernandez, who plays Godzilla right
Oh.
now. And I was like, excuse me, dude, can you turn that down? He's like, kissing his teeth and like, sleep, bro, man. Just want to watch the football, yeah. I'm like, don't come to the fucking cinema and we'll literally listen to a football match. You're watching it on your phone
Oh my
with something,
God.
which is bad anyway, but having the commentary on, fucking ridiculous. And we also watched a horror film, can't remember what it was, and there was like a 9-year-old in there, like after 11 o'clock.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. That was like a 15 horror film. So it was like, oh yeah, you can, yeah, just bad behavior is just allowed. So yeah, first time I've been in the cinema for someone who consumes the film genres like I do. That's first time I've been to cinema for about 3 years.
I
And
haven't been for.
I had a nice time because there was five people in the cinema.
Oh, lush. I really enjoy a cinema trip alone.
Yeah, I've done that loads.
Yeah, I love
I
anything
think
alone, actually.
so do I. I regularly will have a solo pint
Oh.
on a lunchtime if no one else is up for it.
Lush.
I go to gigs on my own,
Yeah.
music and comedy.
Yeah. Holidaying alone is the best. Walking alone is my favorite thing. I've been doing lots of it. Going out for dinner alone.
People, I don't know why people gather scorn onto a task like that. What is traditionally a group or couple activity to do it on your own is somehow laughed upon. It's
Yeah.
not right. Try it.
But then I bet everyone that I tell that I would travel, or I have traveled alone and things, they're all envious of it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
But do it.
I've
I'm
been.
like
Yeah, I've
telling
been.
people all the time, do
Been to
it.
a festival on my own.
Trying to think
It's
if I
fun.
have. I don't think so. But I would.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, lush. I wanted to go to the cinema recently. Oh, no, I have been recently. I went to see Barbie. I mean, it's not that recent. That was the last time I went. But there was a film in the cinema I really wanted to go and see it. It was called something like Filthy Little Letters or something like that. Did you see it advertised?
Nope.
Oh, it's a terrible topic of conversation because I've got nothing else to say. I just saw it. Don't know what the name is. Looked good. Didn't see it.
Don't know what
Don't
it's
know
called.
what it's called. You're going to Google it and you might come up with all sorts.
What was it called? Filthy.
I don't know. Filthy Little Letters or something like that.
Filthy little. Is Filthy Little Letters a true story? Wicked Little
Oh, that
Letters. Wicked
was
Little Letters.
Wicked.
The true story of Edith Swan.
Looks good.
The film is inspired by the real-life scandal that rocked the sleepy town of Littlehampton, Sussex, in the 1920s.
This is a terrible episode, isn't it?
No, it's a long one. Ah, it's a long one as well.
I'm hungry. I'm gonna go
Yeah,
now.
should bin it off. Thanks, everyone. This has been episode 82 of How
Thanks,
Much for a
everyone.
Slave. We'll
We've
see
got some
you
nice
next
guests.
time.
Yeah, we've got some nice guests lined up, so stick with us. Happy
Bye.
birthday, cunt.
Thanks. Oh, thanks everyone for sending nice messages as well. That was unexpected and good for me. So
Did you get
thanks.
any?
Yeah, I got a few. Nice one.
That's nice.
From unexpected sources as well. People I don't really know. So that's
Oh,
nice.
that's nice.
Always appreciate it. Oh, one thing. If you've got this far, nice one. Please go and leave us a review on wherever you listen to it so that we get
A
some.
positive review, I'll
Oh
add.
yeah. Yeah. If you've got this far, you hate listening, aren't
Yeah.
you?
I was into the Chris Moyle show and he was like, this person keeps sending us in bullshit, like negative messages. But he's like, you've been messaging us since October last year. Why are you still listening?
Yeah, if you hate it that much, I hate listening to stuff, but I just have a WhatsApp group about things. And it's not really that much. It's not like it's a bad thing, but yeah. Please leave us a nice message. Thanks.
Thanks.
Do you want to say Willy's?
Willies, Willies.
Bye.